Hi, my name is Alexa, and I'm here with Destination Calcio and with Stefan Lichtsteiner. Thank you so much for being here. It's honestly such a pleasure to interview you, especially as a Juventina. So first off, I want to congratulate you on an incredible playing career. You won a remarkable 16 trophies during your time in Italy. So could you tell us a little bit about how you ended up there?
I ended up from France, from Lille. I came to Lazio for 3 years, and after 3 years Lazio, I signed for Juventus, and I stayed for 7 years in Turin.
So you were first at Lazio, so you were in Rome. So what was your first impression of Italy?
Rome at the beginning was a little bit chaotic for me as a Swiss. A little change, but it was amazing because also the people was amazing, and they adapted me fast because they was open, they enjoyed that I came, and also to play football in Italy is an amazing thing for me.
So what was something that helped you get accustomed to Italian culture during your time?
To the Italian culture, I had a very good coach with Delio Rossi, and I grew up fast, and he showed me really all the details from Italian football. So as a defender, especially how to be placed with the body, how to attack the balls and everything. So I adapt quite fast. Yeah.
Did you find a big difference between the play in Italy versus in the other leagues that you played in?
Yes, because in Italy the football is a big pressure, a big passion, also pressure, also because of all people are speaking about football from Monday to Monday, from morning to evening. So but I enjoyed it. It was really my thing. This passion for the football, I enjoy, I like.
So what was your favorite memory on the field?
Oh, there are a lot, but for sure all the trophies that we won and we celebrated on the pitch, this, for that we was working, for that we do the trainings, the hard trainings for preparing these small periods to put up the Coppa, yeah.
And you won 7 Scudetti during your time at Juve,
yes,
which is incredible. Do you have a favorite Scudetto?
Maybe the first one.
Okay.
Because, it was a really difficult one, but all 7 was amazing. And let's say what is a little bit quite hard now to understand that we lost these 2 finals in Champions League.
Yes.
I think
I'm
thinking more at that the trophies we won, but all 7 Scudettos and all the Coppas we won was amazing. Amazing teamwork, amazing club work. So
So we mentioned the Champions League, and you were a part of some iconic moments in the Champions League for Juve. Is there one that stands out to you the most?
Yeah, for sure. In the final against Barcelona, the first 20-30 minutes was quite tough because it was really, really under pressure. But how we came out how we came into the game again, and at the end it was missed a little bit of luck to win this final. Yeah.
Yes.
But for sure that final, especially the first 20-30 minutes, was quite tough. Yeah.
It was really tough. Who was the most difficult opponent that you came up against in that final?
Yeah, Neymar, there was Neymar, Alba, Jordi Alba, there was also Iniesta, so it was really, really difficult, especially in the first 20-30 minutes, it was really, really difficult.
Absolutely. I watched it with my brother, we remember watching it clearly, so it's really cool to see your perspective on that match. There was also a lot of iconic moments for you individually in the Champions League. Do you have a favorite?
Maybe the 1-1 we scored in the final. Because it was a nice action with Marquisio to me. I give to Tevez shot, and then Morata was ready to score, and we was really back to the game. It was really close, so maybe with the penalty moment we could win. But I enjoyed that final, even if we lost, and I'm really thinking all the days about that. But those 2 finals.
Are you? Oh my goodness.
It's tough, but it was an amazing game.
No, it really was. I thought maybe you were going to say your goal assisted by Pogba against Mönchengladbach.
That also. But it was a group game, important game also. But I think after the group, the Champions League started really when you started with this KO games.
Because I was doing some research and I saw you were involved in one of the goals from the Tottenham game and in the Real Madrid game as well. So you were right there for both of those.
Yeah, we was very close, but at the end, unfortunately, we didn't win the Champions League in this 7 years I was there. So, still waiting for that. So you were fan.
Yes, we are. We are still waiting. All right. So now I want to ask you a bit about your time in Italy again. So what is the best part about Italy for you?
The best part of so many good things, really. Let's say the food.
The food? Yeah. Do you have a favorite food or favorite dish?
No, I love all these pastas, these different pastas with these sauces. This is amazing. Yeah.
Okay. No particular favorite pasta?
No.
Just all of it? Everything? I know. Me too. That's awesome. Is there something you love to do on your days off? Because we hear so much about what you do on the pitch, but what about your days off?
I tried Italy with my family. So, Turin is close to everything. So you are close to the sea. You are close to Milano. You are close to the mountains. So often we enjoyed it together. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Is Turin your favorite city in Italy?
Let's say yes, because a part of the city also, we have many friends there. Rome also, but of course, after 7 years with the kids, growing up there for 7 years, it's Turin, I think.
Yeah. All right. And another question I have is, who was the biggest opponent you ever came up against?
The biggest opponent is really difficult to say because there was a lot of big players. But let's say Neymar, Ronaldo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What was it like playing with Pirlo? I'm a massive Pirlo fan as well, and having him direct the play. So tell us a little bit about it.
You too? Yeah, me too. He gave me lots of assists.
Yes.
I could score, so of course I love him. It's amazing player. I remember when I came to Juventus, we was in this Ritiro in Bardonecchia, and we started to play a game, and he was between three players. I didn't play because I said, okay, I put him in trouble, so I don't play. He said to me, Steph, just play me the ball. Second time also, again, in two, three people. I said, no, I don't play, so because I don't pass him the ball. If not, I bring him in problem. And at the end, the third time he told me, I said, okay, now it's your problem, I give you the ball. And how he came out, I understood, okay, just if I'm in troubles, if I have problem, just pass to Andrea and everything goes good.
Yes, oh my goodness, yes. Just give the ball to Pirlo.
And everything is done.
So you had a great partnership on the pitch. Is that something that continued off the field as well? I remember that YouTube video Juve posted where they had him like passing you the salt, passing you the car keys.
No, we had a great team spirit also off the pitch, of course, because as a team with such success is very important also. Be a big group, a big family, close to off to the pitch, you know. So we was good, yeah.
So now I'm gonna tell you a bit about your time. So when you left Italy, how did it feel? Were there any differences when you moved on to the Premier League? Were you sad to leave Italy?
Of course, I missed Italy because after 10 years, also to finish the career in Italy, it would be nice. But after with the decision to go to the Premier, to do that experience also for me, for my family, to have a minimum a year in London with the kids, to learn the language, to see the Premier League. Of course, if 34 years old, it was quite tough, the Premier League. But I enjoyed it. Also there, we was in a final, UEFA Cup final. Also that one we lost, unfortunately. So, but it was a great year. Yeah.
Yeah. Were there any big differences between Serie A and the Prem?
Yeah, the game is different. The game is different because in Italy you play all the details, and in Premier is a little bit more playing, more spaces to attack, so it's a little bit faster. But I loved both leagues.
Was there any significance behind wearing number 26?
No? Because this was like 3-4 numbers free when I came, and Lazio in the national team I had the 2. When I came, Motta had the number 2, so it was not possible to take, and I saw the 26, and I had the 26 already in Lille, So I said, I go for the 26, and yeah.
Because we noticed that. We thought maybe there's some connection, but my favorite number is number 2 as well. So were you just trying to keep a number 2 in your number?
No, it was not so important for me, a number. But so, okay, if it was possible to take the 2, I took it. If not, I went for 26, so no problem. There's also 2 inside, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, I've got one more question for you.
Yeah.
So I read that you're passionate about watchmaking.
Yeah.
Have there been any other passions that you've pursued since you stopped playing?
Yeah, all the things I couldn't do, Swiss skiing, you know, so I was a lot up to the mountains to enjoy the snow and playing more tennis that I could.
Okay.
And but after that also I started again to come back in the football, to do the diplomas as a football coach, starting with the young, with the under 15, 16 in Basel, and also that I enjoy really.
We're going to go through a rapid fire Q&A. What was your favorite Juventus jersey?
The first one, but the away game, the fuchsia with the black star.
Oh, okay. Was that the pink one with the black star?
Yeah,
the pink one. Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorites too. Yeah, with the balocco on the front.
Yeah, there we go.
That one was amazing. Okay, did you swap jerseys with opponents? Is there a favorite that you have that you've collected?
Yeah, Ronaldo. Ronaldo, yeah, I think he was in the national team.
So it was Portugal kit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. Okay, what was the best stadium to play at in Italy?
Yeah, of course, Juventus Stadium.
Naturally, it's the best.
Out of Italy, Bernabeu from Real Madrid.
Okay, what was the most intimidating stadium to play at as an away team?
Napoli was difficult, really difficult. Yeah.
Really? Was it because of like the fans, the atmosphere, the ultras?
You have said the hate, the rivalry, you know. So, it was the difficult one to play, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to name, if you can, 3 of your closest friends on your team for when you're at Juve.
Marchisio, Khedira, Mandzukic.
Oh, awesome. I love that. All legends. All right. That's it for the Q&A. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy.
And I'm going to ask you to name the top 3 Serie A attackers that you played against.
So I start with Mirko Vucinic when he was at AS Roma. Then I go for Dybala when he was in Palermo before he came to Juventus. And the last, I take Cassano when he played for Sampdoria against Lazio. So he put me in a lot of troubles, problems.
A lot of troubles, wow.
For this thing.
Thank you so much. I'm a massive Dybala fan, so I love the shout out. You too,
Amazing player.
Nice, amazing. Well, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here with us. I really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Bye.